Adapting to Climate Change. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
No matter what we do in that space, we cannot stop climate change in its tracks. It's already having significant impacts. Those impacts will grow, and we need to be prepared for that.
John Holdren is President Obama's science advisor, and he says it's no longer realistic to focus only on mitigating the causes of climate change, efforts such as limiting carbon emissions from fossil fuel combustion. Holdren and many others say society must now also emphasize the importance of adapting to the new normal that includes droughts, floods, and powerful storms.
People have realized that we need an immense amount of both mitigation and adaptation preparedness and resilience.
That is a very high priority of ours, is to find a way to adapt to the climate impacts that we're experiencing.
Craig Fleener advises Alaska Governor Bill Walker on Arctic policy. Fleener welcomes the federal government's emphasis on adaptation and resilience, but he says the feds must adapt their emergency response policies to handle the slowly unfolding disaster of climate change underway in the Arctic.
You've got loss of life, loss of property, and a cultural catastrophe taking place.
Holdren agrees more must be done. He says it's only been a few years since governments included adaptation and resilience into their climate change response plans. He says even environmental groups, which have long been reluctant to embrace adaptation, are now also agreeing it's needed.
10-15 years ago, there was a fair amount of opposition to thinking about adaptation, resilience, and preparedness out of fear that it would distract attention from the overarching importance of mitigation.
That's true, says Elizabeth Dabney, the executive director of Fairbanks-based Northern Alaska Environmental Center. But she says adaptation policies for the Arctic must address the well-being of the mainly indigenous peoples who live in areas directly impacted by climate change.
To mitigate its effect on coastal communities, how it deals with water, subsistence, and traditional ways of life.
Dabney says the center's now working on a policy that would formally outline its position on adaptation.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.